Blog Talk Radio.
Other than
and at the very least, fist bump each other, because it's a good thing to tell someone you love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right. All right, come on, let's get up. Let's do some loving on one another today. Come on now. At the very least, let's put some somebody. And don't forget the pastor too. Hallelujah. Through it to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the glory of the King. I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
May God bless you. Yes, I love you with my love, oh, yes, I love you with my love, oh, I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
Holy Ghost, shut up.
Blessings of God in your family.
Yes.
On your children. Blessings. Keep them. I can see. Protect them from the evil. The glory of the King.
I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I love you. May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The glory of the King.
And I love you with the love of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap up in here today. Oh, you can do better than that. Hallelujah. He woke you up this morning. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for this opportunity. Yes. You got the right station. You tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We thank God for those that are here in the sanctuary, those that are around the world, even in Salt Lake City, Utah, Missouri, Minnesota, Montana, and Germany, and Poland, and
Hallelujah. Konnichiwa, Japan. Hallelujah.
In Africa.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
The Philippines. Kumbawa. Hallelujah. Magadan Hapun saying yo. Hallelujah. In South America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Buenos Aires. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even in France. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how to say it, and how a good afternoon, praise God. But somewhere in the world, it's a good morning. Somewhere in the world, it's a good night, hallelujah. But hallelujah, the fact that you can say good anything, that's a good thing, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God for all of you, hallelujah. And I want to share this with you, because you ought to know this for yourself. Somebody, prayed for you.
Hallelujah.
They called out your name to the Father God in Jesus' name. So you have been through stuff in your life. Hallelujah. And I know you, because you're still around, so you've been through some stuff. And somebody took the time in their schedule, took the time, they actually verbalized, articulated, they said your name out loud to the Father God. And God said, yes. Okay. Since you have called out their name, I'm going to decree and declare divine intervention in their situation. And you can think about the times that your back was against the wall. You were on your sick bed. Somebody was getting ready to put you out. You were getting ready to get fired. All kinds of stuff was getting ready to happen to you. But God, so somebody can feel me a little bit up in the air. Somebody, hallelujah, call out your name, and God stepped in. But God, the devil said, oh, I've got them now. And Jesus says, but God. The devil said, oh, man, we got them now. But God. Hallelujah. Your back was against the wall and the devil does up that answer. I got the now. But God. Hallelujah. So we're going to do the same here. We're going to pray for somebody. We're going to put them in the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless be God, but who puts them as or not? We thank God. Hallelujah. As we play the prayer in the background, you can do the same thing at home. Begin to put your family members, begin to people, a family requires a love, it doesn't require blood. But you can do what we're doing here in the sanctuary. Put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing. Oh, don't you dare say, I ain't got time to do that. Somebody took time to call out your name. So we're going to do the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for my wife, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for everybody in the sanctuary. We thank you, Lord, for Mother Dolores, hallelujah, Harrison, and Sister Angie Harrison, Yvette Harrison, hallelujah, and Deacon, hallelujah, AJ, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Latricia, and we thank you, Lord, for Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique. We thank you, Lord, for Earl and Earl and another Earl and another Earl, still another Earl. Watch out now. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Tavon and another Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon. And Travion, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela and still another Pamela. We thank you, Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Kimberly and another Kimberly and Danielle and another Danielle. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We thank you, Lord, for Griselda and Oscar. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For Pastor. Hallelujah. Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodis Lee, for Sister Joan and Sister Lil. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Robin Stewart and her husband, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Bishop Larry Somerville and Pastor Elaine, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Margie Mercer, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Marcia Evans, Archbishop Terry Robinson. Hallelujah. Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, Bishop Mundo Saunders, J.R. We thank you, Lord, for Harry Ward, Brother Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Gary Don Wilson. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, Evangelist Margaret Pearson, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Wright Smith and First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah, and Pastor, hallelujah, hallelujah, Tom Swin and First Lady Rosalind Swin, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Dustin Harper and First Lady Sharon Harper, hallelujah, Dr. Sharon Harper, Minister Jane, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Angela Jennings Hill, oh God, hallelujah. Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, Prophet Cynthia, another Prophet Cynthia, Sister, hallelujah, Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, Sister Corinthia Johnson, Sister Loretta and James Johnson, hallelujah, Sean and Warren Johnson, oh God, what all your Saturday here, brother. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Alan, Brother Alan B. Wright, hallelujah, and his family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God. Bishop Paul Harmon, hallelujah, and Agnes Harmon and their families, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And so, Lord, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does. And makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Thank you, Lord. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, oh God. What over shakara de boy, you never. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap up in here. Oh, praise the Lord wherever you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. After this next selection, the voice you hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, woman of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird.
power. I took the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, he is.
He is one.
Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory,
I'm saying they should be bubbling up and out and that belly so you just look for somebody. Looking for somebody to say something to, just looking. I mean, and I know what that feels like. I remember one day. I mean, this was years ago that I was on the MTA, and it was, oh my gosh, the tunnel was bubbling up so much on the inside of me. Oh, I was so glad that somebody said. That somebody sneezed. I was just gushing. I was. And that's how we used to have it bubbling up on the inside of ourselves. So you just can't wait to say something about Jesus to somebody. Because God has been so much to you.
Yeah.
And you can't, I guess, testify to everybody on the bus. Not let you stand up in front of them just like the lady does on the airplane and to give them instructions. Not let them to my right say he's crazy. But nobody can tell you what God has done for you. Or you can't witness. Like, you can only witness to your own life what God has done to you. Like you. You're the only one that can do that.
Right.
You can only tell, hey, I had a pain here, and I was able to put my lay hands on myself and rebuke that pain, and God moved it.
Yeah.
You're the only one that can, they can say, hey, I had a bill that was pressing me, and before I knew it, I was opening up all the mail right along with the mail that had the bill in it, and somebody, some company said I had overpaid them, and that was for the same exact amount that I had to pay, that they gave me that I had a bill for. Only you can do that. But God does it all, y'all. Hallelujah. And sometimes we settle for just whatever.
Yes.
Sometimes the man that believes in God for a companion just settles. Well, he's a woman.
Sure.
He ain't the best looking thing, but she liked me, so I've been watching her, and she's good with the children around the church. So she's always friendly. And every now and then she'll shake my hand, so I guess I'm going to settle for that one. She always speaks to me. The female that's believing God for a companion, and she's made out of linen. Lord, I want him to be 6 feet tall and muscles bulging out everywhere, and I want to have a good job, and this is, and then somehow you get a pen pal or hook up with some pen pal with somebody in jail somewhere, and before you know it, you marching down the aisle because, well, he gets out next week, and you have prepared everything, and y'all going down, you hooking up with this person, and you give and say, I did it to him.
Jesus. How much, Lord?
You don't ever want to go through a situation and look back on it later on and say, what in the world have I done?
Right.
You don't ever want to be believing God for a house in a beautiful neighborhood, a neighborhood where there's little crime, and you walk driving down the street and you see a for sale sign on the lawn of this neighborhood that you know the coon booger's hanging out on the corner and selling drugs or something, but the price is right for the house. And you call the realtor and you buying that house. That's not the neighborhood you want to live in.
No.
You don't know when you get out the car at night. You don't know the car's going to be there in the morning.
Right.
If you've been saying you need something on the front seat, you don't want to come out and your whole front window busted out because somebody thought there was something valuable on your front seat.
No, you don't.
But why do we settle? Why do we settle, y'all, after we have told God, Lord, and then the woman, she asked God for the 6 foot tall, and she ended up marrying a midget. Somebody that only come up to her neighbor.
Jesus.
But he got muscles, and he got a good job, and he got a steady income, and I think he can take care of me. Oh, please. Good mother, y'all.
Come on now.
Why do we settle? You don't ever want no companion, no woman, no man want to roll over in the middle of the night and get scared out of bed because you say, oh my gosh, what in the world? You'd be like, ooh, what in the world? Oh, no. You at least want somebody pleasant to look at. I can't think. At least
she wants some eye candy. He may not have a job, or maybe jump from job to job, but when he hooked up with you, we all hooked up, he had a job. But my goodness, you know? You want somebody holding down a job, and first of all, you want the person saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You don't want somebody that's in church one Sunday, and they out of church next Sunday, and you, oh, hey, brother, how you doing? I've been traveling. I went to Chicago because I heard this, it was a preacher there, and I was going there to get a word. You went out of state to get a word. You opened up the Bible, you got a word.
Yeah.
You hooked up with a local church, you got a word.
Go ahead now.
Oh, my goodness. The things that we do to satisfy our flesh. OMG.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. There and so, the scripture in Proverbs amazes me so. You know, I think sometimes that when young boys are born in a hospital, when they're born, there's a book that ought to be given to the parents. I really do. There's to tell them about how to stay away from the tricky woman. And Proverbs, in the first book, only up to the seventh, I believe, it tells us, and it says, hear, my son, the instructions of a father, and pay attention in order to gain and to know intelligence, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation of spiritual matters. It tells you how to stay away from the woman that acts with the eye and with the toes and says, come and take up time with me, the good man. You'll see that Jeremy had a husband. But he's going away on a business trip, and he took a bag of money, so we can have alcohol all night long. Mm-hmm. And you settle for that. And you are going in with this woman, and you being tricked of the enemy. There are so many things that we get tricked about, have to bamboozle with, you know, and then afterwards you lay on it, you look back on it, and the person that swindles you out of your money, and sometimes your mind, too. If you want to get out of it.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. But Ephesians 3:20, I'm going to read out of the Amplified. It says, now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and be super abundantly far above. It says far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, hopes, or dreams. And then it's the King James, so him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. So if we are serving a God that is able to do that, y'all, why are we settling?
Yeah.
Why do we settle for something less than what we even wanted? You want a pay a blue stiletto? Well, the sword in the hand is the blue, so I can't take the black is over and you say, but that's not what you wanted. That wasn't the color you wanted. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Don't you know God cares for the things that you care about?
Yeah.
He cares, but I don't care what it is, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. God, we serve a God that you just desire something before you even sometimes get the prayer out of your mouth. He's already put it in your hand.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I've experienced it.
Thank you.
Because it's in your heart. He will bless the desires of your heart. And don't you know, it's him that put those righteous desires in your heart.
Hallelujah.
So why not bring it out of your mouth and ask him specifically for what you want? He is a God of detail. He's going to make it.
Hallelujah.
He's going to give somebody out there knowledge to make what you desire. Oh, You want a pink pony? Tell the Lord. God, I want a pink pony. God is saying we are. Oh, my goodness. We said something, you know what? One of my, I had this pastor, he said, don't eat deep. Don't eat deep, y'all. Sometimes we make things complicated. We serve a good God.
Yes.
And he knows what's in your heart. So there's different things that you're desiring. If you don't desire a husband, you want to just want to stay holy and Lord, I just want all everything that I desire with good job and this and that, all the bills paid and this and that, money in the bank, gas in the tank, get food on the table. God is able to do just that. He is able to do just that. But if you want that tall masculine man with the muscles bulging out and the bald head and this and that and this and that, and you want the women that shake the Coca-Cola shake bottle body and just buying everywhere, I mean, just looking like that, and good job, and this, tell God.
Yeah.
He knows how to bring your pants across each other. Yeah. He knows how to make your pants cross. He is. He does. He knows that. Right now, you want to go to a gas filling station and some gas is under 450. And right now, that may be some of our prayer requests.
Yeah.
I'm serious, y'all.
That's
God is able. I'm serious. I was able to get gas for $4.45. I was told one place is $3.99. Somebody told me yesterday, some gas $3.99. Some things, the small things, and sometimes we only ask God for small things because we think that's all he can do. Sometimes we think that's all he can do. So why bother the Lord with that? I don't want to worry him. He already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what's going through your mind. So why not? You want to take a potato dinner? God can bless somebody to bring a steak and potatoes to the door.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
God is able. God is able to do, and he is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, we can ask those things. And even imagine more than what we can even imagine. Try God out. I'm serious. Try God. You didn't get someone. You don't have to tell anybody else what you be thinking, what you're desiring. And in your little secret closet, in your mind, secretly, ask God, you can tell, Lord, I want such and such and such. It's just between me and you, okay? He doesn't know private secrets. He doesn't tell secrets. But he will reward you openly. And when you receive it, then you can tell him, like, it's open. This is something I ask the Lord for. This is all I ask the Lord for. Watch God do it. Watch God blow your son up. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We serve a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all your people. Come on now. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody. The honorable shepherd. Clap
your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That
ain't serving the same Lord you serve.
Amen.
You got some false folk out here.
Amen.
It sounds pretty good, but I'm going to tell you, you can find out where their bread is buttered by asking them,
amen,
who is your Lord.
Amen.
And if they him and her,
hallelujah.
You don't have to ask them anymore.
Uh-huh.
You can say, thank you. I'm glad you shared that with me.
Yeah.
I'll see you later, alligator. Hallelujah. It's good to serve Almighty God in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because Jesus is Lord.
Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Who is your Lord?
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have a question that is on the tip of my tongue.
Oh.
I guess I need to get it off my tongue. Just go ahead and say it.
Go ahead and say it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She knows the answer. Oh,
yeah, she knows the answer.
She knows the answer. Oh, yeah. Oh, somebody. I got
confidence. Hallelujah.
She knows the answer.
What is Pastor, what is Deacon AJ's middle name?
There you go. I don't have
it. Oh, got it anyway. Oh, Jesus.
Right.
This woman, Lord.
All right. That was a trick question.
I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I thank God for the pastor peaches and the pastor's corner. You know, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking about the woman that God gave me and things that I have accomplished with her. And I tried to picture me accomplishing the same things with other folks that came along the way. The only thing I could picture with the other folk that came along the way, me in jail, me in the grave, me out on the corner with a cup.
Oh, my.
I couldn't imagine writing two books and two more on the way.
Oh, my.
I couldn't imagine what God has done for me with this great woman. And I tell you, y'all just don't know. You know she's great because she put up with me.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, because she knows I say in 25 words what most people say in 5. But she still put up with it anyhow. Glory to God. Right now, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What time is it now, y'all?
Holy Communion.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. As we prepare for Holy Communion, I want you to take about 30 seconds or so to kind of meditate while you're getting ready to do it. Hallelujah. Because it's the confirmation meal.
Yes.
Of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The honorable shall come.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is able to take care of us.
Hallelujah.
The effectual prayer and prayer and righteousness may avail of us.
Hallelujah.
The person may be on the other side of the world.
All right.
God is there too.
Can't hear from the
Hallelujah.
Mic. Your mic.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the name.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We praise the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30 is our text for Holy Communion. Holy Communion is the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Father God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you are blessed and anointed. Sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in that text,
hallelujah,
to examine yourselves. And every time we think of examining ourselves, we'll think about asking God for forgiveness for anything we said, not even thought. So we repent right now, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We repent of everything we said, not even thought, that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Again, the text says, examine yourselves. And we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word helps us do this. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood, Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. Our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, the word of the Lord says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Now, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern, we rightfully understand, comprehend what you've done, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death. Choose life, and you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but declare the works of the Lord. You will live and declare the works of the Lord. You will live and declare the works of the Lord. What is your good in the voice of God? Numbers 23:19, God, you said, that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's one thing, Lord, you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138:2. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you again, Lord. And he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Samuel 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3 declares, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every symptom of our bodies. We receive your healing right now. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing, for healing, for healing. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world, here and all over the world, in our Jerusalem and all over the world. Tumors, cancers disappearing. High blood pressure coming back to normal. Diabetes disappearing. Glucose levels coming to normal. Arthritis disappearing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Healing is the bread of your children. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, put on your boat shakara to the boy. Likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nail, erases, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, every vexer. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexer. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shall cover the whole covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, hallelujah, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we now share with boldness our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to ministry our health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to receive great joy and truth. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. You worthy of high praise and honor, Lord. We glorify your name today. Somebody needs a divine intervention right now. Prayer language, come forth. Yada la bo shot out of there. Yada la bo wearing go today. Yada you should care about Santa la bo yada. Yada la bo bo Santa la bo yada bo shot out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Papa for the so cool, yeah, mama. Mama, so carry it here. Brother. We thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders and miracles following in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony. For we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it? Hallelujah. What are you about to tell? Run the logo shop. Y'all got to watch out today. Run the logo shop. Run the logo shop. Run the logo shop. Hallelujah. Run the logo shop. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Ghost on today, O God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs and wonders and miracles follow. And Satan, we serve you, know this already, you defeated. Hallelujah, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yes. Church, say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Peaches, if you would read the addresses for today's message, how do you have
Matthew 11, verses 28 through
30.
Matthew 13.
Hallelujah.
Verses 13 and 14.
Isaiah
6, verse 9. Matthew 6, verse 34.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 27, verse 1. And Matthew 13, verse 15.
Hallelujah. Add one more scripture. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, chapter 5. What do you say, Katie? Verses 13 and 14. For your shaka. You know, I love standing on the word, you know.
Amen, amen.
Because on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking sand.
Amen.
Somebody's opinion at 50 cents won't even buy a cup of coffee.
Amen.
And they won't even buy a donut now. Throw it to God.
Amen.
The only place that I can stand on is the Word of God. Because life is an open book text.
Amen.
And the book is the Word of God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can you read that first scripture for me, if you would?
What is it? It's come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest. Relief and ease and refreshment and recreation and blessing, fire for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. May God add blessings and signs and wonders and miracles to the word that was read. I just want to share this with you, you know. We have heard this many times, and it is really true that telling the truth is sort of easy. Telling a lie is hard because you got to remember the lie.
Amen.
You know, it's easy if you kind of flow with God's word. Because he says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. You don't have to carry a whole lot. Because when you're dealing with the truth, you don't have to, you know, figure out stuff because the truth is the truth. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You key up that next scripture. Don't read it yet, but get ready for it. Hallelujah. For a few minutes, I want to share with you on this subject. Mm-hmm. What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Amen.
I'll tell a neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Also easy not to do.
Hallelujah. You might want to tell another name. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What's easy to do is also easy not to do. And there are so many people that say, well, I won't deal with it today. I'll deal with it tomorrow. I'll deal with it. I dealt with it today, it'll take 1 minute. If I deal with it tomorrow, it might take 10 minutes because you got some other stuff in front.
Mm-hmm.
Read that second scripture.
Hallelujah. Matthew 13, verses 13 and 14. This is the reason that I speak to them in parables. Because having the power of seeing, they do not see. And having the power of hearing, they do not hear. Nor do they grasp and understand. In them indeed is the process of fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, you shall indeed hear and hear, but never grasp and understand. And you shall indeed look and look, but never see and perceive.
Let me explain that. We got folk been sitting in the church for 90 years. Oh, that's an old person. 40 years. Okay, well, okay. 30 years. Okay, 10 years. 5 years. 5 minutes. I don't know. And they hear other words. They hear what to do. But they don't do it. Because what's easy to do is also easy not to do. That's interesting. Give me another scripture. We need to kind of spell this out a little bit.
Isaiah 6:9 says, and he said, go and tell this people, hear and hear continually, but understand not, and see and singing continually, but do not apprehend with your mind.
God speaks to us in the corporate setting to get as many folk hearing his word as possible on that particular day. That word is life-giving. That word is like blood in your veins. That word is like medicine to your condition. But if you hear and don't do, it's like
James, chapter 1, verse 22 and 25. Faith without works is dead. All about the Christian faith. What does that mean? That's all about religion. Jesus didn't come to establish a religion. He came to reconcile us back to Almighty God.
Amen.
He came to save the lost.
Yeah.
And he just said, just listen to me. And don't just be a hearer, but a doer. It's easy, but it's easy to do. It's also easy not to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen the mother who says, well, look here, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to wait because, you know, I don't feel it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Now, what they had to do might take 2 minutes or 3 minutes. But because they don't do it today, it's multiplied. What's the next scripture?
Matthew 6:34.
Okay, read 6:33 and then 34. Okay.
But seek, aim at, and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you beside.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So do not worry.
Uh-huh.
Or be anxious about tomorrow.
Say what? No, start again. Say what now? Do not be what?
So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow.
Go ahead.
For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own troubles.
Hallelujah. You got something that can be handled today. Do it today. Do it today. I can do it tomorrow. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get saved tomorrow.
Mm.
I'll change my life tomorrow. Was it Andre Crouch's song? Some of the songs?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow may never come for you.
That may be too late.
It may just be too late. What's easy to do is also easy not to do. And when you don't do something that's easy to do, and you wait till later, what used to be a mouse is going to turn into a monster.
Ooh.
Go ahead. Read another scripture.
Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast of yourself and tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth.
We do that a lot. I've done that in my life. And I know more than one time. I can't figure out all the time, but I know it more than one time, probably more than 10 times. Putting off till tomorrow what I could have done today. I got that niece or nephew or that sister or brother or that parent that I haven't talked to in a long time. I call them tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, you find out that they passed away.
Mm-hmm.
What's easy to do is also easy not to do. If you do it God's way, God says, handle your business, y'all.
Mm.
Handle your business, y'all, because I'm with you. I'm by your side. Read another scripture.
Ooh. Matthew 13:15. For this nation's heart has grown gross, fat, and dull, and their ears heavy and difficult of hearing, and their eyes, they have tightly closed, lest they see and perceive with their eyes and hear and comprehend the sense with their ears and grasp and understand with their heart,
and turn, and I just heal them.
I want you to understand this. I've said many times, speak to your bodies. Oh, it's good to get somebody else to pray with you. It's good to get somebody to put some oil on you and to bathe you in oil and all that kind of stuff. It's good to get the Pope and all the cardinals and every bishop in the world around you and to pray for you. But you can speak to yourself.
Amen.
Speak to your own body.
Amen. Amen.
But what's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Amen.
So you call. I'm not saying don't do this. I don't say it's a bad thing. Because sometimes you got to do this. But you call the pastor at 3:30 in the morning. And you have not prayed for yourself. And you want him to pray for you. Because you know he can get a prayer through. That's true. I know very well I can get a prayer through.
Thank God. Amen. Amen, amen.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Amen.
So somebody else might know that. But see, if you don't start in Jerusalem where you are,
amen,
you're going to mess yourself up.
Amen.
And you're going to miss a blessing.
Because
God wants to bless you right then and there, and you prolonging it by trying to call somebody else. Mm-hmm. Let me call Benny Hinn. And let me call a Ken Copeland. Let me call all of the others. And while you dialing, pain's back in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You have not said a word to your body. You have not said, body act right. Devil, you's a liar. I curse you and you. But we've shared this with you. Y'all got to speak to your body. And the devil don't like what I'm saying. But see, you got the authority. You got the power. The power of the Holy Ghost is in you.
Amen.
What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Yeah.
So you cannot pray for yourself.
Mm.
You cannot do the things that God says do about your body, about your circumstance. You can wait. It's Tuesday. But when I go to church on Sunday, I'm going to get pastor to pray for me. It's Tuesday, baby. What you going through that stuff for? Only Tuesday. You got for today. And who says you're going to make it to Sunday? What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Amen.
We ought to do what we know to do. While we can do what we do.
Amen.
But after a while, to do what we ought to do, if we didn't do it, we done. It's just, I'm trying to hook that up some kind of way. It didn't work, but that's all right.
Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Kings 5, hallelujah, 13 and 14.
And this is the last one.
And it says,
hallelujah.
And his servant came here and said to him, my father.
Well, stop right there. Stop right there. I got to set the
stage.
I have to set the stage for this. Naaman was a high official in the Syrian royal Assyrian army, and the king knew him. He was a cool guy, but he had leprosy. And a short story. They told him to go over and see the prophet down there in Israel, around Samaria. And he can come out and lay hands or speak, and you'd be healed. But he went, the prophet didn't come out. The prophet sent his servant, said, look here, tell Naaman to go to the Jordan and dip 7 times. And Naaman got mad, said, wait a minute now. I mean, there's some other waters that I could dip into, the clean water, because Jordan's kind of muddy. There's some clean water over here, and in this place and that place. I got to dip there. No, the prophet said to go and dip seven times in the Jordan. Okay, read the scripture now.
And his servant came near and said to him, my father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he says to you, wash and be clean? And he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, as the man of God had said, and his flesh was restored like that of a little child, and he was clean.
Hallelujah. It was something simple, but easy to do. If they go to the mountain and get a feather from an eagle, that was all our task. I'm going to go do that. He just told them just to dip seven times in some muddy water, and you're going to be healed. So he finally listened to his fellows or his servants, and he dipped seven times. He went to the Jordan. It was a distance away. And he dipped seven times, and he came up whole, healed, as the prophet had spoken. The word of the Lord is prophecy, y'all.
Amen.
That's why life is an open book text.
Yes.
So you've got to look in the word of God for the prophetic anointing concerning your situation. Then you have to bring it to his remembrance. Yes. Receive his word. What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Yes.
It's easy to read his word and to hear. But you got to get the revelation. I'm going to do what his word said to do. So I can have what his word says I can have. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll want what God has, what God said you can have, but they don't want to do what God said to do.
Uh-huh.
Or they want to put it off till tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it Sunday. Or I'll do it when I finally get myself together. Baby, if you could get yourself together, Jesus didn't need to come. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I went through all those scriptures, didn't I?
Yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, y'all can do better than that. Somebody needs to understand what I'm saying here.
Hallelujah.
Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today, because today you want healing, is that right?
Yes.
Today you want prosperity, is that right? Today you want God to bless your spouse, is that right?
Yes.
Today you want God to bless your family, is that right?
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
They'll act like you know. What are you going to shout for? What are you going to shout for? That's the scripture. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask for me, according to the power that works within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray it about us. Romans 8:11 says, in that same power, being you, which was in Christ Jesus, it shall quicken your mortal, make you alive.
Yes.
Heal, whole, and deliver. It will bless your soul.
Amen.
Maybe the word shall come out. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard, the hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing. We thank you, Lord, for folks realizing what's easy to do is also easy not to do, and that we need to do it today.
Thank you.
We need to love God today. We need to love our enemies today. We need to love our families today. We need to love ourselves today. We need to love God today.
Hallelujah.
We're all going to worship. That's the peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word of God. That's something that takes you to mind. It's never going to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This time next year, it's still going to be the word.
And
it's still going to be right. Right there, tight, but it's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me.
Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, Lord God, and I ask you to come into my heart. Oh God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Oh God, come into my heart, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoever has recorded or said that prayer, you are now a child of God. You are
yes.
Hallelujah. The angels in heaven rejoice over you. Hallelujah. We thank God. You're now part of the family of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Please call us and let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, address it to RYMMPO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast is over, please dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. See you tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If I were you, I would say, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, speak your word.
Speak to me.
Hallelujah.